4FCM.
And 4ZLK.
Hey, morning, Shane. I think it is W4FCM. A little chilly. How are you?
It is, Shane. And yes, it is chilly. I'm good. I'm headed home. A long night at work. I hope you're doing well.
Well, thank you. All I do is let the chickens out. That's it. Yeah, it was Cole looking at me like, man, we're not coming out of this pen. Get out of here. But I did my job. Open the door. W4FCM.
I'm out when they're getting ready.
So I may be a little noisier, Shane. Sorry, W4FCM.
No, I'm actually going into a low spot. I'll probably lose it here for a minute. Just wanted to say good morning to you. Hope you have a good day. And 4ZLK.
That's kind of you. Thank you so much. Yeah, being retired, I've done my 20-some years teaching special ed students, motion handicapped. So I earned retirement in W4FCM.
Retirement. And we appreciate what you did there with the kids. N4ZLK.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. W4FCM.
ZLK, KO4HKX.
I may not have a good signal. N4ZLK.
Okay.
Better from here, so I'll stay with you. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Still fighting these sinuses, but other than that, we're doing great. Getting better.
This is a little more gravelly this morning, a little lower.
It's an hour or two to get it cleared up of a morning.
Well, I had my first blowout going down the interstate this morning in the 9 years I've been doing this. Fortunately, it was a rear trailer tire.
A blowout, but at least it was on the trailer, not nearly as bad as a steer tire.
More to that. I hope it, pray it never happens. I would rather just keep on moving. I actually thought the vehicle, the engine coughed briefly, because I have driven a truck that it would do that every once in a while, and that's what it felt like. And I looked in the mirror and saw sparks on the road. I figured I better pull over.
Nearly a good time to pull over when you see sparks.
Nothing was hot. It was just the metal tread or metal banding inside the tire, but it gave me an extra 3 hours and 45 minutes of sitting there on the side of the road.
And you can't idle the truck to stay warm either, can you?
I may have done it, you know, off and on. I didn't leave it running the whole time, but I did turn it on when it was starting to cool off.
Would have to.
Say anything, and I will argue that point. So, it's fine. Anyway, I made it. I'm glad I'm off tonight, though.
I'm sure you're glad you're off tonight after a night like that. Especially the end of the night. It'd be different if it was starting out.
I'll wake my boss up this morning and told him I wasn't going to make it back in time. I was going to go over my time, and he said he would extend it. So I guess they can extend up to 2 hours on an emergency.
Can do anything about it.
Cuffed. I was down there at exit 32 on 85. I pulled out, and about a mile down the road, traffic started slowing up, and there was a three-car accident in the median on the left side. Two cars were spun around, and one was in the wall. I don't know what happened. I guess traffic hit their brakes, and they just lost control.
Some of these accidents, you just can't figure out what happened. I quit trying and just move on.
That one I did because I just heard on the radio it's backed up way past where I was sitting. So that would have made it even longer.
I announced that on the radio that backed up a couple miles there. So hopefully they get it cleared up and get it moving soon.
Sit out so far?
Good. Enjoying the beautiful sunrise this morning.
I hear a little cool, but it's pretty.
I like those cool, clear mornings when the sun's coming up. It's hard to beat that clear blue sky.
Tonight to try to see the meteors. I saw a couple, not last night, but the night before.
get up at 4 in the morning.
Hours early, and I think the peak is supposed to be like at 2 a.m., so you should get up a couple hours early.
I'm trying to think of a way to answer that one.
You know.
It's not going to happen, but it's a good thought.
A little bit tonight. So, you know, and I may drive a little bit because I have to look straight up. We got so many trees around. I don't have a good view of the horizon. But I may go out anyway. I may not drive anywhere. If I sleep good today, I might stay up for a little bit and go out and see if I can see anything.
76 there, the lookout. Watch it from there.
I'd drive from Simpsonville and we'd go there sometimes and to look out. But now they'll ticket you now. It's under the state park system, and if you're out there after dark, supposedly they'll ticket you.
For that.
Posted now, and it's kind of upsetting because, you know, I know people go there and do stuff, but I mean people have been doing that since before I was born, probably for more than 100 years or more. People have been going out there and doing whatever, but it just kind of ruined a good thing, you know? If you want to go out, that's a perfect view spot for things like this.
We won't get into that. But, yeah, it ruins it for everybody when you're just trying to enjoy the meteor shower or whatever at night.
I don't know. I've thought about if it's off season, you know, I know in the middle of the summer or when they're probably patrolling a lot more, but maybe it'll get away with it in a cold winter night.
One person, I guess, usually does.
Be even better is if I could talk Miss Beth into going with me to help keep me warm, but I doubt she'll get out of the bed for that.
First response now.
Okay, she's actually not feeling well. She's got a headache, not really running a fever, but she's had a headache for the last 2 days, and she still woke up with it this morning, and that's very unusual for her. She rarely gets headaches.
I'm not going around right now, so I ain't telling what anybody's got KO4HKX.
You guys called in last night, and I saw one of them Monday night, and he looked awful, and I guess he decided to stay out last night. So, and then there, you know, you and I know other people that's been fighting stuff. There's a lot going around. Ada, my little granddaughter, had a stomach bug for a little more than 24 hours last week. She had a rough couple nights. Winter was running a fever for a little bit, but fortunately they got through all that.
I'm glad they got through it. It wasn't nothing more serious than it was.
Kids get sick, though. It's just awful.
What you can do about it other than hold them?
Hell.
Out here on 123.
That's 23? But I'm headed home. I'm ready to be home.
Here, trying to stay out of these people's way that's texting and driving.
Or is that okay? Sounding okay? No interference or anything on it?
Great. Over here, I get some interference anyway, so I can't tell any difference than anybody else I'd be talking to.
Maybe I'll just leave this one in this vehicle and use the other one in my work truck, because this one seemed to be having issues in the work truck.
Radios will just have problems in certain places. Certain things interfere with them, the vibration, whatever it is. You move them to something else and they work fine.
I've been doing in the work vehicle for the last 8 or 9 years. This is the first one I've had issues with it.
That, like I say, just happens. But it sounded fine now. I'm not noticing any problems with it.
News, I appreciate that. I hope it stays that way. I like this radio. I kind of like the display on the Yaesu better because it's bigger. For some reason, I have a little more trouble seeing this smaller display. I can't figure that out yet.
Is that rare disease, AGE?
Don't you dare be saying that I'm getting close to his AGE.
Got ways to go.
Didn't scrounge him out of the... Scrounge him out of the, either the bed or the, sofa. He wasn't listening.
Sandbagging out there. Just don't want to get up and acknowledge it.
This morning, but, I had my HT since I'm still in that rental truck. I don't think I could quite make the repeater from down there.
What happened to you? Normally you come in there.
Not even a half a scale on the receive. So I figured I probably would not be able to make it back.
A wild horse yet?
Ingles here. And I was just noticing the further north and west I go here, the sky's getting clearer and clearer. I look back in my rearview mirror and it's kind of got a light cloud cover back that way.
Probably explains why it was cooler up that way this morning.
Some bad fog, though, over the lake down there, coming across the state line. I had to slow way down to about 45 miles an hour because I couldn't see, and I didn't want to come up on anybody. That would not be fun.
And that's probably a smart decision right through there. And I imagine that happens a lot more than we realize. KB2HXS.
Patrick.
But I don't know. Go ahead, Dave.
You woke up the beast. I just wanted to talk on this radio for Shane's sake. Shane, this is your radio.
I appreciate that. Sounds good. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, well, I just wanted to, you know, prove it to you that I am talking on it right now, so I don't care if you want to hear me or not. Here I am. Go ahead, Patrick.
It's good to hear you, but I am pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Shane, I hope you have a good trip on into your house and get you some rest. And Dave, maybe I'll talk to you later today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3's gas.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Hey, Patrick, stay warm. I got a couple of calls. I have one call this morning with two systems, and they're both acting up a little bit. So I'm going to be over there around 10 o'clock-ish. I just wanted to warm up just a little bit.
Will that radio make me sound better?
Hey, anyway, it's going to be kind of cold today, huh? I cannot confirm or deny that. I said, oh, I'm going to talk about the weather now.
No, it sounds good. What are you doing tomorrow? You going to be out on a job at all?
Well, the missus and I are going to go out to Pendleton. We have a day trip. You know, I take my wife on a date once in a while. We go on a day trip. We're going to run out to Pendleton and then make our way back into Pickens. We're going to stop at the Be Well Honey Store and fill up our empty jars of honey. And then probably get something to eat and come home. So unless my phone rings off the hook again, that's the plan.
I'm thinking I don't work tonight. Maybe I could come out, but that's fine. You do that with your wife. That'd be good. We buy honey from that store too. I get it in the big 7 or 8 gallon container because it works out cheaper. We go through a lot of honey, and it's cheaper to buy it that way.
KB2HXS. Wow. Why you buy it? We buy them in the quart. We bring our quart jars back. We have two, and then a friend of mine has. We bring his two with us when they empty out because he makes. He does his homemade mead and wine and stuff at the house, so he uses a lot of the honey.
Two on the north or west side of Pickens, because there's two of them.
it's called Be Well Honey. It's right there. There's a little Asian restaurant next to it. It's right off the corner. It's a traffic light right there. It looks like four or five corners. I don't really know the answer to that. I don't know. Good question.
Go to. There's another one on the just maybe a mile and a half away, west or northwest of there, going out of Pickens towards Walhalla, I believe. I didn't realize they filled it, did refills there at that store, so that's cool.
Oh, it's a little cheaper, too. You save the glass bottle. We just rinse out the glass. We bring it to them. They fill them up. Have a nice day.
Good stuff. Good for you. And that's pretty much the only sweetener I use or we use. So, anyway, we go through a lot of it, though.
We love it in our tea. And then, you know, whatever else. But, mainly it's for our tea, our afternoon tea. We have coffee in the morning, which I've gotten to the point of not using sugar anymore, again, because just try to get off the sugar a little bit. And then we use the honey in our tea.
Sugar's listening to this, because he gives me a hard time about drinking hot tea. I'm assuming it's hot tea you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. We have all kinds of different herbal teas. We have green tea, spearmint tea. Yeah, we have a whole, there's a whole section next to our refrigerator that you pull the drawer out, and this is loaded with different teas. We have chai tea, we have, oh my gosh, probably have a dozen or more different type of teas.
I'm still listening to you two.
Did you hear something?
Yeah, I'm glad he was listening. That's funny. Oh, I drink a lot of hot tea as well. In fact, more than coffee, I prefer it. But I just drink black tea. I'm not a big fan of the herbal teas. I do drink a chai tea every once in a while, but I just like plain old black tea.
Okay, Patrick, you in there still? You want to chime in?
Just listening as I was getting stuff ready to go in, but you guys carry on. Good to talk to you. And both of you, enjoy your hot tea as I'm enjoying my ice-cold sweet tea. KO4HKX, clear.
Let me see if I have this. Man, I can't drink those sweet teas. Oof, it's a little too much. Well, sometimes I'll drink, Tazo makes a nice green tea. I can't do the real dark teas. It's just so much caffeine in them. It just hits my stomach a little hard. Like we have Earl Grey, and it's a little rough on my stomach. But I like the lighter teas, the reds, the greens, that kind of thing.
Get it home, probably going to get one. My wife texted me just a little bit ago. She just puts cuppa with a question mark. That's what my aunt, I remember the first time she said, "Do you want a cuppa?" And, you know, it's like, I hadn't heard it put that way. But I grew up drinking tea, so it's kind of the British heritage in me, and I just love it.
Oh, yeah, no, afternoon tea is nice. It's good. Well, listen, I'm going to be around today. If you're not going in tonight, why don't you contact me? I got band practice tonight around 6. We're heading into the studio. We got to redo one of the songs. Our lead singer who writes the songs, we're going to make it a little bit more of an acoustic version, so we're going to practice that tonight and hit the studio Saturday. But I'll be around. I should be back home after lunch. I know you're going to go home and get some sleep, but why don't you contact me this afternoon?
I may not go out. I'm getting off a little later than I normally do. Sat on the side of the road for 3.5 hours, 3 hours and 45 minutes this morning with a flat tire, so getting off a lot later. But I will, I'll shoot you a text if I can get out. So I appreciate it. Go in, and that's that, what is that, Duran Duran band you're in? Is that what it is?
No. My last name is spelled differently. I'm a famous guitar player for another band.
It used to be Duran Duran and Duran.
Yeah, right. Go to sleep. You really need some sleep.
Radio sounds good. I'll talk to you later. And force that LK.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Go home. We get some sleep. And force that LK, KP2HX. See ya.